I am Reed Holmes, and I'm here to talk about Chapter 6, Concepts of Culture and Diffusion. Now, I really like this chapter of all the chapters I've read so far. If this chapter had a book cover, it would be one side rural Japanese people making ramen noodles, and the other side a college dorm of someone eating ramen to see the sides of popular and folk culture and diffusion in one picture. Groups' learned behaviors, actions, beliefs, and objects are the group's culture. And culture is an invisible force guiding people through their beliefs and traditions. A cultural hearth is the start/center of the culture. An example of this is Korea and K-pop. The beliefs, traditions, and actions of a small, similar rural group is called folk culture. The gender-specific roles like woman cooking are popular in folk culture. This is more popular long ago with little villages or tiny towns. The people here teach their children their customs, and it sustains unless another group comes in contact. Children don't get taught, people in the small group die, or people migrate. Folk culture sometimes resists popular culture, preserving language and traditions so they wouldn't get lost. The culture changes faster as technology evolves. The faster communication moves folk culture into popular culture. The beliefs, traditions, and actions of a large, diverse urban group is called popular culture. Few gender roles, women and men in leadership positions, are also common in this culture. Popular culture migrates and spreads fast. Popular culture is all about creating new culture or fads. I believe that popular culture will never really take over the world and change everybody's culture. There will still be traditions from specific groups that will never be wiped out. Cultural regions are areas of similar cultural traits. Formal regions are like states or countries or unions. Functional regions are areas that have a main focus point. Perpetual regions are how people think about places. They differ from what the regions are, like religion, weather, or race. Ethnic enclaves are groups that differ from the regular culture there, like a Spanish family in the U.S. teaching their children Spanish traditions. Borders and barriers slow down the spread of culture. Still, culture leaks in, and people in the U.S. southern border celebrating Spanish traditions even though they're not in Mexico or Spain. Diffusion of culture is culture moving from the hearth to different places in the world. Relocation diffusion is the spread of a cultural trait by people who migrate and bring their culture with them. An example is pizza from the Italians who migrated to the U.S. Expansion diffusion is direct or indirect exchange without migration. Contagious is a part of expansion diffusion that occurs when a trait spreads outward from the hearth through people. I saw this in the news once. It was about K-pop moving to Mexico. The music was contagious, and out of Korea, everybody started listening to K-pop. Hierarchical diffusion is also an example of expansion that is spread of culture from the most interconnected places of wealth and importance. An example of this is fashion fads, music, films, and etc. Stimulus diffusion is the last expansion diffusion. It changes a process from one culture to another, modifying it so it can fit into their own culture. An example of this is McDonald's changing their menu to fit into different countries' culture. I believe that out of these diffusions of culture, the one that would stick out and really changed someone's culture is stimulus diffusion. The changing of one idea to another really makes it your own. Like turning cricket into baseball changed a ton of people's culture. I'll end with the slogan for this chapter. Culture is like my rash. It spreads.